In the name of Jesus. The sons of God had known the daughters of men before, but now the true Son of God stands before the daughter of men, the Samaritan harlot. And the true Son of God, Jesus Christ, the great I Am, who is before Abraham was, teaches the daughter of men of salvation and of true worship. He is born of spirit, she of flesh. The words he speaks are spirit. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. But man is flesh, and flesh is of no avail. Flesh desires to make a name for itself. Flesh builds towers in vain attempts to reach God. The Spirit is truth, but flesh looks for full parking lots and fuller pews at the expense of truth. Flesh takes inventories. Flesh counts bigger as better. Truth is the way of the remnant, the way of the narrow gate. Flesh devises man-made gods to worship, which cannot save. But this is not worship in spirit and truth. This is not the worship that the Father seeks. This worship is a vain indulgence of the flesh. And such flesh is a stench to God. And so he repented that he had made it. God sees the thoughts of the heart. God's Spirit will not abide with flesh, for every imagination of the thoughts of the heart of flesh is only evil, continually, forever. God has seen the thoughts of your heart, too. He sees what you have done in secret. He knows what you have thought and what you have desired in your inmost heart. He has seen your pettiness, your lust, your covetousness, your greed, and your high self-impression. He has seen your desire to be recognized and your yearning to proudly make a name for yourself. Repent, for these things are of the flesh, and flesh is of no avail. Upon such flesh, God sent the promised diluvian rain. But now, the true Son of God stands before the daughter of men, the Samaritan harlot. He sees her sin, and her sin is indeed great. And yet, he does not condemn her, neither does he condemn you. He saw her sin, and he sent a flood to drown her, a flood of living water. God is spirit, and yet God himself took on flesh and became a man to die as a man. He died for the Samaritan harlot. He died for the sins of all the sons and daughters of men. He died for your sins. His precious blood was spilled as the once-for-all sacrifice pleasing to the Father. In Christ Jesus, all your sins are forgiven. He took your sins upon himself, and in exchange, he freely gives you his righteousness. By the spilling of his blood, your sins are washed away. By his glorious resurrection, you are declared righteous, pure and holy before God. This righteousness is washed into you by water and the word. This righteousness is freely given to you in a flood of living water. Yes, O Nicodemus, man must go back into the womb. Man must be born from above. Man must be drowned in the womb of the church, that mysterious eight-sided womb where death and life are but a word and a miracle apart. There, fleshy man, spitting, snorting, and kicking, must pass through the watery eye of the needle. flesh, this is impossible. But with the Spirit, all things are possible. There, in the womb of the church, the mother of all believers, there in the baptismal font, you are put to death, and then born from above of water and the Spirit. It is there that God places his name on you, and he seals you with his Spirit. And so the Spirit of God dwells in you. By this indwelling of God's Spirit, you become a true worshiper, sought by God, for you worship in spirit and in truth, for you worship the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So it is that he who thirsted at Sychar, he who thirsted on the cross, gives you to drink. Having washed you in living water, he now gives you to drink of his blood. He who fasted in the desert now feeds you. He gives you to eat of his body, the true manna from heaven. He gives you to eat and to drink of himself for the forgiveness of your sins and for the strengthening of your faith. He feeds you that you be sanctified completely, that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, he who is to come dwells in you now by his Spirit, and by his Spirit you believe and you eat. And the Spirit is the witness, because the Spirit is truth. There are three witnesses: the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree. By this Spirit, by the fiery-tongued Holy Spirit, you receive the saving gifts of God, which is true worship. By this Spirit, you now worship in spirit and truth. Amen. In the name of Jesus.